Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the impact of lameness on their pocketbooks as they work with their dairy herds. One of the issues that we have in our industry is due to the fact that our animals spend quite a bit of time on concrete. There's several different things that make this difficult. Winter is just one of those. During the winter time, these animals have been walking on frozen manure for at least the last few weeks, and generally that increases the chances of injuries, keeping in mind that it is easy to damage these tissues as the animal walks to and from the milking parlors and even around the freestall barns. So what are your best lines of defense? Well, your primary line of defense is actually foot trimming. Generally, our animals need to be trimmed at least twice a year, and then you'll have to do some emergency trimming in between. When you first see an animal start to limp or have issues with mobility, that's the time to really address the problem. Another thing that's very important to preventing some of the things like hairy warts, as well as giving us some relief from some of the issues with foot rot, is our foot baths. Keeping in mind that we may have to do this several days a week as we get started to sort of get caught up and get rid of some of those issues that may have cropped up here in the last couple of months. So, as you think about the many things you have to do this spring, don't forget about that all-important thing called foot health so that we can increase the hoof health of our dairy herd and increase our profitability. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.